Hey, what is going on with y'all, man? It's Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all, as you can see on the screen, you already know what we're here to cover today. We're here to cover Magoo and the industry, the rap industry, right? So, a lot of y'all asked me to do this video, so y'all already know, man. We're here to get the video done. And, you know, basically get back on board to, you know, what we've been doing on this channel for a while now. Now to, you know, start things off, I found it real odd that the picture that everybody is posting on the internet, all of the articles, just about like every article I clicked on was showing this picture. And obviously this picture is a deep, dark red background. And Magoo has on all red in this photo. And Timbaland has on black. And that was just the first thing I noticed when, you know, I decided to just go ahead and start recording for this video. It struck me funny that they would use this picture. I think this photo is from 2011. So this is about 12 years ago. And they chose this photo of him in all red for, you know, basically the picture that every, you know, media site and, you know, every just site on the internet is choosing to use. New York Times, The Sun, everybody has this photo. So I thought that was a red flag in itself, you know. Not to mention, what did he die on? He died on Sunday. That has to be the most, you know, that has to be the biggest slap in the face right there, just to start the video off. It says pals in the music industry have paid tribute to the Up Jumps the Boogie star, who is understood to have passed away on Sunday. He was 50 years old. And look, even this article using that same picture. And now what's crazy about it is Sunday was the 13th. Right there, another slap in the face. He died on the 13th day of the month, and he just happened to die on a Sunday, 2 days after hip-hop, rap music, hip-hop's 50th anniversary. Now, everybody's kind of already put that together when it comes to this, you know, the death of Magoo. Long time collaborator, long time partner, friend, musician with Timbaland and a bunch of other people. Some of the songs that he was on with Timbaland was actually written by Static Major. So, you know, they all had a connection back in the 90s. And y'all already know about Static Major. We just did a video on him about, what was that, about 2 months ago, right? Now, I think with Magoo, is kind of like a slap in the face. One, they're using this photo of him in all red, which we already know red, what that symbolizes. It symbolizes blood. It symbolizes sacrifice. Him dying at 50 years old, 2 days after the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. And he also died on the 13th of the month, which is one of the most common occultic numbers that there is, next to the number 33 and just the single number 3 itself. So, you know, this is something that you really can't overlook at all. This was a photo with Timbaland, Missy, Genuine, Aaliyah. So you already know, you know. And Magoo is to the far right. He was tied in heavy. So for us to think that this stuff is still not going on in this deep, dark, demonic industry, we would be fooled. You know what's the craziest thing about all this? Is the fact that people still want to be in this industry, y'all. Every single day, there's some young kid, you know, shit, today they don't even gotta be black, they could be Mexican, they could be white, it don't even matter, it's all kind of rappers coming up, You know, and it just makes me think about the fact that, look, no matter how much we do these kind of videos, no matter how much we make ourselves aware of these kind of things, we're still the minority, like, as in, we're the 15%. It's not changing much. You see what I'm saying? We're still the minority that, like, you know, we would never try to any of this shit. You know, we make ourselves aware of it. We know what's going on spiritually. We recognize the battle. But you got to understand, 85% of the world is still blind to the days that we live in. And they're still blind to the devil running the music industry and collecting souls, collecting on them deals that these people got when they came up. People are blind to it. And, you know, it doesn't even really have to be all about the industry. People are just blind to the last days and the days that we're living in regardless. And yeah, you could be like, oh, you know, people have been saying it's the last days for hundreds of years. But you got to remember, time isn't the same to God. It's much slower. If God is outside of time, that means the time that we live in, how we see 100 days or 100 years or 1,000 years, it, like they say, it only equals like one day to God. You know, it's basically, it's happening right in front of our eyes. It's happening right in front of our eyes. And why am I talking about that kind of stuff in relation to hip hop and sacrifices and stuff? Why? Because hip hop to this day, music to this day is still used as a number one tool by the devil to reach the kids. Because if you can like hypnotize 85% of the world through music and them wanting to chase this same old dream of being a rap star, a superstar, an actress, actor, whatever you want to be in the industry, you know, then the goal continues. They continue to promote the same symbolism as if it all this shit started 5 years ago. It's all still the same. That's why we still talk about it. This is all still the same. The sacrifices, the symbolism, you know, the mind control from the music has gotten worse because the music is worse. You know, it's still the same. Everything just eventually it gets, you know, more in your face and more ignorant and more like, yeah, this is what it is, but you can't do shit about it because we still hold the entire world over this little small 10 to 15% of people who think they know what's going on. Yeah, you can know it all, but you can't do anything because the rest of the world still is blind to this shit. So that's what this is really about. That's why at the end of the day, you know, they control all these people that's blind to it. When look, you know, that fits right into prophecy as well, because, you know, people are not going to see anything coming. You know, that's why, you know, I try to make these talks a little bit deeper than just this industry shit, because at the end of the day, we got to pay attention to life and what is actually going on around us. But then, you know, a lot of this stuff has to do with it, because it keeps people not being able to notice what's going on in the real world. And that's what this music is. It's a tool, you know. And it's used just for that. The devil want to keep you distracted. Want to keep you thinking about the Renaissance tour with Beyonce and shit. You know? While you still collecting souls right in front of our face and it's being done, you know, just kind of like even more blatant to this day. And yet again, there's not even a cause of death. And like one of his music buddies reported it to the internet, you know, not his family, someone, another person that was in the same group. I think Static Major was in, Playa, if I'm not mistaken. I also want to take the time in this video, since we're talking about the industry and how it is, it's all still the same, literally. I want to play a clip from Yash Karat. A lot of y'all already know who he is. This was a clip I've never put on my channel. So I kind of want to use this video to take it back to like that old style of how videos was done and like the prime of exposing the industry and all that. And we're going to hear a clip from Yash Karat and try to beat it in some people's heads. You know, hopefully this video reaches people who've never heard this kind of shit before. Even if it doesn't, hey, it won't hurt for us to listen to a little bit more of the things you have to do in order to be in the industry and then eventually get fucking sacrificed. You know, not funny, but, you know, it just is what it is. And he, you know, he went in kind of like relentlessly on people back then, you know. I don't know. I guess he still does now. But he told it how it was, you know. And a lot of us has heard clips from Yash and stuff like that. But, you know, every now and then I kind of like to do these videos and really just keep exposing, you know, because at the end of the day, like I said, bro, it's only going to get more blatant. And this is just what it is at the end of the day, you know. So, yeah, man, y'all already know what's going on. Look, check this out.
Some things we don't even have to say, really, because as fast as we make the shows, it's just like they're telling you a story before we even start talking about the segment. You know, I mean, that's why we know we can't make the stuff up. We know that we are at the latter times based on what we see in the media and based on what we see in the confusion of our own folk. Our people love to be illusionists. I call them musicians, because they're not telling you what's really out here. They're telling you what you want to hear about following a dream, going to college, etc. But what they haven't told you is the consequences and the choice you're going to have to make in order to be wealthy, be rich, to be amongst the stars. You get that, right? And to be in the limelight and to walk the red carpet. You haven't told you half the things, not even a pinch, a notion of the things that you're going to have to do if you're willing to be in that limelight of stardom. You have no idea. Now, some of you guys think you know, and the sad part about it, a lot of you think that you can play the game so well that you can make the money. When they get ready to ask you to join and to accept these oaths, you're going to jump out. Listen, you're playing with the devil, man. Satan ain't going to have that. See, when you come into the devil's square, that's the masonry. That's why I call it the devil's square. When you get ready to cross over, you can't play with Satan like that, because he already knows. If you know who Satan is and you believe in him, you're not going to even knock on his door. Because he knows that you know the consequences, that the Most High most likely ain't going to be with you, because you can't partake with both tables. But you got folks out there, especially the young crowd, that they think they got so much swagger that they can play both sides, and they get caught up. You know, I mean, I just want to do it for the artistic of it. That's what they say, right? I'm just going to show my art. Then I'm getting out. Satan knows how you think, because you're coming in his territory with no light. And when you come in his territory with no light, he knows the Lord is not with you. So he has a chance to do whatever he wants to you. That was a brother that almost drowned in, I think, 2006 or 2007. I put it on Facebook for you brothers and sisters to gravitate to, and I know only a handful looked at it, right? And the reason I said that, because there was something interesting that the brother saw when he was on the other side. And how he described things lets me know that the brother was on the other side. See, it wasn't so much of this beautiful light that everybody talks about. He came back and da-da-da-da-da. What he described is exactly how the darkness is when you, your soul, you're going to be introduced to Satan. So the brother saw two, what he thought was light, well, it was two pillows, and it was two stones of light, which was lit to light up Satan's territory. And the thing that how he described Satan was really the Baphomet. But see, his brother had no idea he was describing the Baphomet. He said he had a head like a horn and a real king-like face. Well, that's the Baphomet. We've been telling you forever that the Baphomet is nobody but Satan. He plays both parts, male and female. You see this, right? So nevertheless, the brother describes Satan sitting on a top of nothing but gold coins, which is wealth. See, that's what Satan. Satan is about wealth. That's why when you pray to Satan, he doesn't wait an eternity to make you rich. He makes you rich for night. The Lord don't work that way, because you're not put on this earth to be rich. You're put on this earth and in captivity in America to realize the things that you didn't do, what the Father asked of you, which is follow his law, statute, and commandments. not 10 commandments, but 614 law, statute, commandments. So by not doing that, been in captivity, not once but twice. The first time was in Egypt. Now here you are in America. And you still don't understand it. No matter how many times we break it down, I even put it in a song, and you still don't get it. And those are those folks who are not going to get it and who's not meant to get it. And so we're not trying to get you to get it because we know the Lord is not with you. You get this. So having said that, Satan gives you all of this glory and all this music and all this talent and all this money. And why does he do that? Because once he knows he gives you some glory, he got you. Now, at the same time, after he gets you in his web, here come the rituals. All we want you to do, brother, you're part of a game. The police have, this, I mean, this is how they break it to you. The police have their crew. The government has their crew. The CIA has their crew. The Bloods and Crips have their crew. And we got our crew. We want to know that we can count on you. So every now and then, we want to see you put your hands in the pyramid. That's just let the brothers know that you're down with us. I also want you to throw it to goat every now and then. And they done changed the hand signs here and there, right? You agree to that. You say, shit, ain't no big deal. Okay? They said, let's see what he say. He said, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, brother, we also want to tell you, come to the party tonight because we got some more stuff to tell you. You see that? And once they get you in that room, they're going to tell you, don't you ever tell the secrets. Ever. And they can tell you some hard stories about people who told secrets before you and what happened before you. You'll see this, right? So now you're kind of nervous, like, damn, what have I got into? That's just the beginning. Because they haven't even asked you to have sex. Or they haven't even asked you to have sex with the so-called Jewish people who's in charge. That's coming. Now, brother, you at this level right now. We want to put you in the $10, $20 million club because you have potential to be like Kanye. Are you willing to go that extra mile? Okay, I'm cool. Come to the party tonight. That's the Pandora box. In that party, sometimes the only person going to be there is you. It may not be a big party. The party that you saw before, you thought was flamboyant. But now the party is you, about five, six people in costumes or five, six people you don't even see. But you're the main leader. Why? Because they're going to bust you in your mind. Okay? It is what it is. So, a lot of folks have no idea about crossing over with masonry, getting to the music industry, to getting to pictures, to getting on a certain level. Okay? It is what it is. We're not here to try to win you over. We're not here to try to make you believe what we say is true, what we're doing, and hopefully that you jump on the bandwagon. I could care less. We have done so many shows and so many films, and every time we do, they come out and tell them they self. We don't have to keep proving these. We don't have to have a DVD to show you that Will Smith took penis in the butt, to show you that Martin Lawrence slept with men, to show you that Quincy Jones done bumped every black man that has been in Hollywood to make a living, to get their start on. He slept with all of them. We don't have to necessarily prove anything because they're proving it themselves. It's been shown every day.
All right, y'all. So he said a lot in that clip, a lot that's worth noting. Now, one thing he said that I did, you know, feel like I needed to touch on was the fact that we're not put on this earth to be rich. People chase the riches, people chase the money, and that's pretty much it. They can't really see anything else besides being rich one day. Obviously, God knows we need money to be able to live. You know, you got to make money. You know, you might end up being well off, but you're not going to be rich. You're not meant to be rich. Look at the people who are rich. Look at the people who get their money by playing the devil's game. Remember, the devil is the god of this world. So to attain those riches, it goes through him. The things you have to do to become rich, to maintain that kind of lifestyle, you know, it's completely ungodly. It's completely out of character. It turns you to a whole new person and you end up losing your soul on the chase for that money or just trying to maintain it. Because everyone who is rich has done something to, you know, be able to live that way on this earth. And just like they say, you know, when you die, there ain't no U-Haul behind you. There ain't no bank truck riding behind you and your money going with you. Nah, it don't work that way. We weren't put on this earth to be rich. We were put on here to learn a lesson and, in a sense, to graduate. And the most important, you were put on this earth in order to experience the gift of life, because that is what God gave us. He gave us the gift of life, to experience life through Him, because He is life. And it's the only way we can get to know God is through life. That is why you are here. You can't get to know God any other way. You don't know any else. You don't know anything else. You don't know where you was before here. So you must live life in order to get to know God. And you have a choice. And that made a lot of sense. And it also made a lot of sense. And, you know, where he was talking about how, and, you know, I've stressed this a lot on the channel as well. And it kind of goes back to what I was talking about in the beginning of this video about us being the 15%, the minority. But, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Why? He made a good point, because everybody is not meant to get the message. Everybody's not meant to learn. Everybody's not meant to graduate and move on. That's just what comes with this experience, this life, this human experience. Everybody's not meant to get it because they don't have the light in them. That was another good point he made. They don't hold the light of God. They don't have that shine. They don't have that aura. And the devil can sense that. That's why the people that play his game and is a part of his game and they're rich and they're famous, because they came to him without the light. Because somebody like me, somebody like you, he wouldn't even be able to penetrate our soul, because we're full of God. We're full of the armor of God. We have the blood of Jesus. We're like the epitome of light. We're light. We're light beings. And they can see that. Those demons, those spirits can see it. They can sense it. The devil knows it. He knows he can't get to you because you protect it. You protect it. By the Spirit, you have the light of God in you. So I thought that might have been the biggest point. That might have been the biggest point of his entire talk. Those people, why envy them? Why want to be like them? Why want to be rich just like them? They don't carry the light of God. They don't have what you have. All truth will come out. And even now, even just being who you are in your life, that go back to that J. Cole song, no life is better than yours. Live yours. No one life is better than your life, no matter how much a person has more than you. Enjoy what you have. You will get your blessings. You will have the money to get you a house, the money to have you a car, a family, take care of yourself. It's going to happen. You know, it don't mean that we won't live a good life that's meaningful, that's, you know, joyous. It doesn't mean those things. But it all just aligns with your heart and what you out here really trying to chase, you know? You want to chase being rich and possibly losing your soul, or you want to chase a life through God and a meaningful life, something that's worth living, you know, at the end of the day. So I thought those points were major, you know. I had to address those as a part of my talk on ending this video, you know, because it just goes, it goes into everything that's going on in our lives right now, y'all. And the way they're getting more blatant with all this stuff that's going on, it's getting more blatant, it's getting more young. And in turn, it gets more ignorant when it gets more young, you know? That's why all these kids that's getting on today, they're 16, 17. Because it becomes more reckless with the younger the crowd is that's influencing these people. That's why evil is rampant amongst the world today. Not just saying it's all young people that's doing all the killing and making everything evil, but y'all get my point. The younger it is, the more reckless it is. So that's their target. And that's the end game. It's crazy, y'all, but man, y'all already know what's going on, though, man. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this video. You know, anything y'all got to add, y'all be sure to drop it in the comments. And with that being said, it's Black Balloon. And I'm gonna see y'all soon. I'm out.